Welcome back to At Home. Here are your hosts, Cheryl Gillespie and Sam Shakura.
One of my personal favorite getaway destinations is to Las Vegas. It's everything I love. It's busy, it's sparkly, it's full of lights and fabulous entertainment. So we're chatting with the Vegas guru himself. This is the guy that has all the insider tips and tricks with respect to Las Vegas, David Yeskel. David, the Vegas guru, welcome to At Home.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Vegas is one of my all-time favorite weekend getaways.
It is a great place to get away, weekend or midweek, actually. As you know, Vegas is going all the time, 24/7. There's no stopping there.
Well, for me, it always seems I can never sneak away in the middle of the week. So I have to do that Thursday to Sunday. But What I love about it is you can go to Vegas. Well, there's a whole bunch of things. So we only have an hour on the show, so it's hard for me to tell you all the things that I adore about Vegas. But let me give you the top of my list, is that when you go for 3 or 4 days, it feels like you're in another world. And when you return, A, you're exhausted, but you actually feel like you got away.
Absolutely. There's so people, you know, typically go to Vegas. It's typically 2 or 3 nights. That's usually the window for the trip, and they pack a lot in. People like to get a lot in to Vegas, as you know. You don't sleep much there, right?
That's an understatement. You do not sleep much there.
Right. You do not sleep much there. Even though the rooms are very luxurious in a lot of the properties, you don't do a lot of sleeping. But there's a lot to see, a lot to do. You know, unlike other destinations, it's constantly in motion. So there's a lot of great stuff to pack into your 2 or 3 night visit.
Obviously, there's the casinos and the gambling, but there's amazing restaurants. And I love the idea that during the day we're in shorts and sneakers and we're running around and we're shopping our faces off, which the shopping is brilliant there. It's one of my favorite shopping destinations. But then at night you get all glitzed up and you go to a great restaurant for dinner and you catch a show. It's the perfect destination for me.
It is. It is a great destination. And so I can give you a little tip about something going on that's great on the weekends. It's a great Sunday brunch. It's fairly new at Bellagio. So you would think you'd be paying triple digits for, you know, brunch at Bellagio. But the new restaurant called Lago by a chef, Julian Serrano, who has a Spanish restaurant at Aria also in his name. And this is called Lago at Bellagio. They just started serving this great 3-course Sunday brunch. So you're sitting overlooking the lake at Bellagio. It's a beautiful view, overlooking the lake and the fake Eiffel Tower right across the street in Paris. And it's a great view. It's a great menu, 3 courses, and the 3rd course is a dessert buffet. And it's $38, which is an incredible value.
That is a great value because us Canadians have to really consider the cost of things when we're in the U.S.
Sure.
These days, because our dollar is so poor, we really have to think about these things.
Yeah, sure. And so it's a really great value. I like, when I'm in Vegas, I look for what I like to call luxury for less. How do I get good products, good luxury products for less? And this is certainly one of them. It's a great brunch. The food is great. The atmosphere is beautiful. And for $38 a person, it's a steal, especially at Bellagio on Sunday morning.
I love it. Does one need to make reservations for that?
You should make reservations for that because they do book up.
Well, it's interesting, too. I mean, you literally are the Vegas guru. You've stayed in every hotel on and off the Strip, and I don't even know what to say, but over 500 buffets?
Yeah, I've probably eaten in over 500 buffets, right? So that's over 5,000 shrimp, by the way. So I've eaten at every buffet on the Strip multiple times. I've stayed in every hotel, including some that no longer exist. And I do have my favorites. And for people, you know, people like to know where to go and how they can get the best hotel for the least amount of money, right? That's what people are looking for in Vegas, how they can get luxury for less. So I have a couple favorites I can tell you about.
Perfect. Shoot.
I like Aria and Wynn. Both have great promotions of them. So on both, and people may not realize this, but you don't have to be a past guest in a hotel to get their best rates. Just sign up on their website, you know, sign their virtual guest book, and you'll get these emailed offers. Sometimes they come as much as once a week, sometimes a little less often. And there'll be promotions there in those emails that you can book. And so, for instance, at Aria, which is Center Strip, it's a luxurious property, great rooms, you know, very luxurious room, great bedding, twin sink, marble bathroom, separate stall shower and tub. Those rooms, sometimes with these promotions, go for as low as $100 a night. And oftentimes, they'll throw in two free buffets per day. And the buffet is worth $35 each. So bringing the effective room rate down to $30 a night at a hotel like Aria, it's just kind of an unheard of value. And you wouldn't find it in any other city. But if you know where to look and when to book, you can find values like that.
That is a great tip. And you talked about the Wynn. I stayed at the Wynn when I was in Vegas my last trip a couple of months ago. And it's a fabulous property.
Yeah, exactly. And they have a similar promotion. They call it Wynn Insider Rates. So same thing. You just register on the website, and they send you these emails. And I've seen rates there as low as $139 a night, typically midweek, weekends higher than that. And they'll also throw in two of their buffets per day. And their buffet is one of the top five buffets in Vegas. It's actually one of the top two, I think. I was just there. They had this great chocolate fountain. They're making Peking duck buns. It's really gourmet food at a buffet. And they do it great. And so it's the same kind of promotion that Wynn has. And they're ultra-luxurious rooms, starting at $139 with two free buffets per day. It's a no-brainer, really. It's another great option.
We actually ate at the buffet with the coupon.
And, yeah,
and
did you like
it? It was because I don't typically do buffets, and I was like, oh, really? Well, let's go check it out. And it was brilliant there because I'm very health conscientious, and I don't eat meat. And so it was fabulous. Like, yeah. It was absolutely wonderful. So we're going to take a short break, and then I want to talk to you about some of the shows and some of the other activities other than gambling that we can indulge ourselves in.
Absolutely.
When we're visiting Vegas next trip. Stay tuned, everybody. You're at home with Cheryl and Sam.